So you want to start a business, huh? But you're unsure what to do? Well, never fear. Accounting for You podcast is here.
Welcome to the Accounting for You podcast, brought to you by the accounting firm of Adkins & Reynolds CPAs. This podcast is designed to provide relevant tax and accounting information to help you and your business succeed. If you enjoy listening in, please like and subscribe to our channel. Now, on to the show.
All right, well, welcome back to the Accounting for You podcast. I am Chris Reynolds, CPA and partner with Adkins & Reynolds CPAs.
And I am Jay Adkins, CPA and partner at Adkins & Reynolds CPAs.
Well, Jay, we're going to talk today about starting a business. I can't tell you how many people say, man, I really want to own a business. And I'm like, do you really want to own a business? Because there's a lot to it. It's not just all fun and games.
I've heard that many times over the years.
So we're going to talk about how to get one started, things you need to look out for, things you need to get lined out before you even start about the business, start working on the business, and how we can help you do that. So that's kind of what we're going to talk about today. So overall idea number one is you got to have a business idea, right? I mean, you can't just going to start a business.
I have actually heard that many times over the years that I have people call me and say, hey, I want to start a business. And I say, okay, what type of business? I don't know. I just want to be a business owner.
You got to have a general idea. I mean, I think that's the general takeaway there is you can't just have a business to have a business. You need to, are you going to sell something? Are you going to provide services? Are you going to drive something somewhere? I mean, you got to have a general idea behind that, right?
Right. There's a lot to owning a business. Like Chris mentioned, there's certain skill sets that you need to have depending on what type of business that you have. And there's a lot of things to know about running a business. It's not the idea that some people have of, if I just owned a business, I'll be rich.
Right, right. And it's important to know, and I've seen this out of other people, and I've seen this, and clients have told me this. They think if you own a business, you must be a millionaire, even though you may have a really, really small business, but you kind of become a target for people. So keep that in mind. You don't want to be a target if you don't have to be. No. All right. So we've talked about already, you've got to have an idea for what kind of business you want. And with that comes a business plan. So, and the business plan is going to kind of give you a broad outline of, what you're going to do in the business, what you're going to sell or what you're going to service. How the business is going to operate. Are you going to need employees or not? And maybe even how to get out of the business, because you want to plan that exit in the beginning, because, you can set this business up, but one of these days, do you want to retire from it? Do you want to, and it continue on with family? Do you want to sell it? Do you want to just quit the business? You maybe have some planning measures from the beginning to even see how to get out of it in the end. So I have a lot of people come to me saying they've got this great business plan. What do you think about business plans?
Well, you certainly need to have a good business plan before you start, because again, there's certain skill sets for each business. I've had clients before say, I was never a business owner. I heard my family member talk about how difficult it was and all the ins and outs to running a business. I never really understood that and possibly didn't believe them until I owned a business. And then, there's a lot of things that you'll find out, but I believe in having a plan for everything you do will make you successful versus just jumping in.
Yeah. A business is not something you just jump into. Okay. So it's important to have a plan. Now, I'm sure you could look on the internet. There's all kinds of ways to write formal business plans, informal business plans. That's not the topic of this show. It's just important to know, plan ahead.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. All right. So we've got our business idea. We know what we're going to do. We've kind of got our plan written down. How do we get started? And I would say the first step is entity selection.
Yes. There's many different entities. We're going to go over a few of those, whether it's a sole proprietorship, which is an individual owner, partnership, if you're in with someone else, either a C-corp or an S-corp, or possibly an LLC. We'll go into a lot more details of those in a future podcast.
Yeah, so we're not going to get nitty-gritty of those, but you've got to kind of select how your business is structured. How many owners do you have? How many owners do you want? Maybe even in the future, that may decide on what entity you select, and that's, again, something we're going to be talking about in the future. But okay, so let's pretend we've got all that information. We know what kind of business structure we're going to do, or the entity. And we're going to go register our business, because you've got to be registered with your, maybe your state, with federal government, the state or your local governments, municipal governments, different things like that. So, and each state is going to be different on the steps that you have to take to actually get registered. So this is mainly geared toward our area, but every state is a little different, and you can find that information on those state websites. So, and depending on your entity, you may have to actually even register that business with the Secretary of State or the similar branch of government in your local state. And then it's important, once you register with the Secretary of State, you're actually going to need to get a federal ID number. And there's a couple ways to do that. You can do it through a written form, you can fax it in, or you can actually do it online now through the SS4 EIN. What do they call that? EIN application something or other.
Right.
I forget what it is. But if you go online and set up, say you need a federal ID number, it's actually same day, actually within the few minutes, you actually get that ID number.
That's very easy to do. One tip I will give you, if you are starting a business, before you get your federal ID number, please make sure with the state that the name you are using is okay.
Yeah, good idea.
Because we've seen many times that someone will come up with a business name that may be a very common name. And if they get their federal ID number first, then they'll go back to the state and the state says, sorry, that's either already being used or is too similar to a business that's already in use. You can't use that name. Now you're stuck with a business name with a federal ID number, and you're trying to undo that. So please first make sure that the state will allow you to use the business name that you select before you do anything else.
Yeah, very, very important. Good point, Jay. You do not want to have to unravel that later.
It's always easier to do it right in the beginning than have to fix it later.
Right. So once you've checked your name and you get your federal ID number with a name that you know is going to work in your state, then you're going to register with your state tax department, because your business may have to register for sales tax purposes or withholding tax purposes, or you may have other excise taxes in your area that you have to register for, and your state government will normally handle those. And then as well as, at the same time, you may have to register for local government licenses. So you may have city licenses or county licenses, or however your state is organized, you may have those, because everybody seems to have their hand out for a business. The county, the city, the state, somebody's got their hand out to collect taxes on that. So, all right. So once you've kind of got all of that going, you've got some time there where you're kind of waiting on licenses and stuff, and most of the applications will actually act as your application. Is that right, that you found? Yeah.
Yes.
So important thing to do, you really need to get a designated business bank account.
Absolutely.
I mean, I kind of say that's one of the first things once you get all your licensing in place, right? I mean,
it's very important. You have to have a separate business account. We would highly recommend that that account only has transactions, income, and expenses that are for the business. You know, do your personal business in your personal account elsewhere.
Right. Keep things separate, because you have created a separate entity. It is like a separate person. You know, you don't go into your friend's bank account and use their money to buy your groceries. You know, you keep everything separate, because if you're intermingling funds, that becomes a bookkeeping nightmare. It becomes a tax nightmare. It becomes an audit nightmare. If you are audited by a state or the IRS, that's going to cause a big problem. So big advice point there, keep things separate.
I've seen many clients that have struggled with this, that they think, okay, I have a business that I own 100%. I have my personal money. I think of one as money in my left pocket, one as money in my right pocket. It's all the same because I totally own the business. I have total control. That's not the way the IRS and your state government will see it. It is a separate entity.
Right.
It needs to be kept separate.
Yep. Keep it separate. Okay. Keep it separate. Silly. Right? KISS method, sort of.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. So once you've got your bank account, now we've got to pick an accounting solution for your business. And there's kind of three different ways maybe to go at this. And we're talking about the DIY method, do it yourself. There's a hybrid method where you do some of it and an outside agency, CPA firm, bookkeeping firm does part of it. Or there's going to be maybe even a turnkey solution where you're really going to focus on your business yourself and you're going to let the back office type solution be handled by someone else. So when you think of DIY accounting, what are you thinking about?
Normally, I think of the ones that are very small. You know, I've had very small clients that come in and say, you know, I don't even want to buy software, and I'll get them set up on a spreadsheet. Now, that's normally going to be the only ones, that are really small. For the most part, I would not recommend do it yourself for the ones that are maybe a single owner running a business, because it's more important to run your business and let experts help you with, you know, the bookkeeping or the accounting.
Right. Yeah. And if, you know, if you wanted to really do it yourself though, I mean, you've got the spreadsheet option, you've got the desktop accounting software, there's cloud accounting software. And we had talked about that in a previous podcast about all the kinds of different softwares that you could use. But, you know, as the DIY guy, you're going to be running a business and keeping the books, you know, making sure sales tax returns are filed and withholding tax returns filed and your payroll taxes are done, your payroll's done for your employees, if you have any. So there's a lot to, you know, consider there if you're doing a DIY. Again, your time may be better served, you know, handling your business and letting other people do your bookkeeping and that kind of work. So, all right. So then we got a kind of a hybrid method where maybe you're doing some of the bookkeeping work yourself. You're doing the grunt work of entering the data into the accounting software, but then you have a kind of a back-end office support with an accounting firm.
Right. And that's also something that we help with. You know, there's many clients that, you know, decide they want to try to do their day-to-day transactions, but we are here to help them as far as things they may not understand or things that are in the wrong categories. We can either do that during the year, which would be my preference, or, you know, a year-end cleanup to help them out. But again, as we spoke about in a previous podcast, the cleaner the books, the better for everyone. At the year end, we can get a tax return done. We can get tax planning done more efficiently and less costly.
Yeah. So then our last option would be what I would call our turnkey solution, where you're going to run your business 100% and you've got some back office support where they're doing everything. So, like, for instance, our firm would handle all your bookkeeping, all your payroll services, all your payroll tax and sales tax filings, and all of those types of services is being handled by the professionals to where you can focus your time, energy, and everything on your business and do what you're good at, right?
Yeah, I've heard many times from clients that, well, I'm trying to do this, but I don't really understand it. And I talk to them about, we all have our specialties, and we specialize in the bookkeeping, the accounting, the taxes. That's why you have us. That's why you rely on us. And if we're doing that, that will give the business owner freedom to grow their business, which is ultimately the thing that is most important to them.
Yeah, because that's why you got into the business to begin with. You were passionate or had the idea about selling this or that or servicing this or that. You didn't get into the business to go, I want to be in business and be a great bookkeeper. You know, that's not why you got into your business to begin with.
Right. That's exactly the case I hear all the time. I don't want to be a bookkeeper. I don't want to be an accountant. But that's what we're here for.
Yeah, because, hey, guess what? We wanted to be an accountant and we wanted to be a bookkeeper, and that's what we do. So, all right. So, but I think a big takeaway from this, and I want to go back to this because I just can't keep things, I can't say this enough. You've got to keep your business life and your personal life and its finances completely separate. If you're putting that stuff together, if you're commingling funds, intermingling them, whatever, you're going to have problems with the IRS. You're going to have problems with your state. If you need records for the bank, you're going to have problems giving records to the bank. I mean, it's just a nightmare if you don't keep that separate. So if you learn anything from this, is keep it separate, please. Okay.
And when we're doing tax returns, you know, if you've put everything together, we have to sort all that out. So I've seen clients that probably have double the accounting fee just because we had to go through and sort and remove all the personal items that are not deductible. And it would be much easier just to go ahead and keep those separate, and then everything's cleaner in doing the tax return and cheaper.
Right. So key takeaways from this: if you're going to start a business, number one, have a good idea for the business. Don't just start a business to have a business. Plan it. Number two, you got to select your entity, what kind of organization or how you're going to be organized, and that's going to depend on how many owners you have and other situations that you may have with your personal life there. You've got to register your business, and that's with federal government, state government, local government, however many that you're going to have to deal with there. You got to set up a bank account and get your accounting and bookkeeping straightened out and get it set up right to begin with. And then, hey, focus on your business and hopefully make tons of money that we can account for.
And one of the worst phone calls that I've had over the years is a call from someone that says, "I just thought I'd give you a call. I bought a business last week." That's the first I've heard of it, and it's hard to help after the fact. Then right. We start getting into more of a cleanup and a fix-it mode instead of helping the plan from the beginning.
Right. So starting a business is not for the faint of heart. It can be rewarding and fun, but it can also lead to trouble and heartache, and that's why you've got to be ready before you go into it, get a game plan together, and obviously, we're here to help, and that's what we do. So, Jay, do you got anything else to add to any of this?
Just as we've mentioned, that it's much better to plan things out and do things correctly from the beginning than try to repair things later on.
There you go. All right. Well, that's all we have for today on the Accounting for You podcast. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us on the website or call our office. And otherwise, we will see you next time.
Thank you for taking time today to listen to our podcast. We appreciate listeners like you and ask that if you enjoy what you hear, please like and subscribe to our channel to ensure you receive the latest episodes as soon as they come out. If you have any questions about the topic we discussed today or would like more information on becoming a client, please do not hesitate to contact our office by visiting arcpas.com or theaccountingpodcast.com.